Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
There's one that stops it.
Shield.
There's a reason they have an item to specifically counter this... spell.
I don't think I'd like that.
Okay, is anyone else hot?
I'm hot. Super hot.
I'm always hot.
Always. Yeah. I'm super. Thank you for asking. I think that I can be better at my thing.
Just take it. Take it like a man.
I'll look it up later.
And then Tyler will take 15 points of... I will rob him of 15 points of damage eventually.
He is force damage, dude.
I'll look it up later.
Honestly, I'm not going to spend the time right now looking it up.
Where did my PHB go, by the way? You guys said you found it.
Yes, we put it over there.
Okay. Could you pass it to me, Andre, or Ryan, since you're doing something, Andre?
He's being a DM.
It's not like Andre could have reached it anyway.
Thank you. I'm looking for this.
Two.
After the year.
Cute.
I free fall back again.
You're hoping it has a range on these things?
I do. I'm out of minus two now that I realize it, but they didn't matter on my rolls.
Okay.
Because one was a...
Jessica, you went on Amanda's turn.
Yes, because I held.
20.
Now you're going to go higher than...
Ryan!
One was a 26.
Or do you go less? You go less. Oh, you did.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I skipped it.
No, you made your attack. You throw us in the water. You just didn't use
actually,
your special
no.
No, I
didn't. I did skip it because it didn't murder me. I was expecting it to.
Well, hold on. Let me heal myself. So let's see. Subtracting 14 is 57.
It has 14. It has fast healing 14?
Yeah. 10 plus heads. Like a Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about Hydra fast healing.
Okay, so this is a Hydra
ODM? Yeah, that it's an amalgamation of a whole bunch of creatures.
Oh, neat.
So,
and magic.
And, yeah, the random magic.
Yeah, we're definitely near the magic college
of magic. You can see invisible!
Can you see her?
Yes, I can.
So nothing happened when I went invisible to him? Or was he...
We can't see you.
Oh.
It used up a spell.
Yeah. Oh.
Bill, Amanda, on the upside, you ate one of its actions, possibly.
Oh.
Well, technically, she...
I didn't crit on you.
She ate three of its actions,
yeah,
technically.
First time this combat.
First time this game.
Yeah.
That touches you.
Dirty touch.
Really?
That also touches you.
Dirty.
Let me grapple check.
Why is it trying to grapple her?
It's pushing your hand.
Oh, Benny Dad.
No.
I'm going to burn
it's
a ducky.
It's not worth it.
No, I'm burning a ducky.
You're not allowed to burn a ducky.
I only rolled a 7.
Oh.
Well.
25.
You see, maybe if they throw everyone in there, the moment we get in, we're at the top anyway.
If I get thrown in there, I'm probably not getting out.
Ryan, you'll take 20.
It's always the option of running away.
Alec, you'll take 20.
For you, 19.
Yeah.
good luck running away.
And then it's spell effect this turn.
You can run away.
Okay, it teleports again.
Oh,
God, come on.
Can't I run away?
That is where it is.
It disappears, and half a second later, it appears again.
I wouldn't even say half a second. It kind of like blinks out of existence for a little bit.
So it kind of
blinks. That's my
turn? Now it's Tyler's turn. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, okay, I magic missile, shoot it a whole bunch.
I'm going to stab it two times and then bite it and then use my leather stab. Because I'm hasted.
Will it have to make a fortitude save?
Yes.
Yes, if it has to. If it does,
I crit on my bite.
Good. Wouldn't that be nice?
Those...
It no longer has mage armor.
Oh, good.
Wait, Ryan, is it undead?
No.
No. It's alive.
Your goggles look and go. Huh.
It's error. Error.
Take error. Tilt.
It's something. I assume a 16 doesn't
change. To answer your question, the answer is yes.
The rest of these will hit.
More sores.
That's nice.
Because I can't see the other part of it.
Thank you.
This is my second attack.
Oh, nice.
This is two attacks, by the way.
Ignore your fire.
That's not fire.
Oh, what is it?
Sonic.
Ignore it.
Fuck.
Wait, are you capable of doing more than 10?
No.
It ignores 10 points of energy damage. That's why I'm wondering if force is considered energy.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Because
I'm like...
14. Imagine what's useless to consider if it is. Mm-hmm. Unless you're considering it all one attack.
I would consider it all one attack.
Bleed doesn't count as force, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay, it bleeds two.
That it will take.
Okay, and then 14 plus 10, so 24. And then that's my stabs.
Okay, so 26.
Does anyone have a DMG around that I can look into?
I do not see one.
And then it takes 12 from my bite, and it needs to make a fortitude save.
That's one.
Or slap another swim plate on it.
Ew! Steven!
Did you get a crit?
Yes, I did.
It's a can't crit.
Well, assuming this big, strong beastie and next to me can get us out of the water, I'm hoping.
It's gonna, I'm like,
it's gonna kill
me. Okay, you'll throw what?
The rope.
The rope, okay.
I guess I'll.
And throw the rope to the dragon. It's a 50-foot rope, so I assume I can get to both.
That'll be two attacks. Go ahead and make touch attacks. the reason why I'm calling for a touch attack is you are in a whirlpool.
Get a
13.
24
touches the paladin.
Okay, so all three of you are now all holding onto this rope as we go.
You can use my instant action to try to swim. I don't get an actual 20.
Okay, you are now down to 20 feet.
I can't. Can I fly with them hanging from me?
You can't fly in the whirlpool anyway.
You have to first escape the whirlpool, and then you can fly.
Okay.
Because seagulls are not immune to whirlpools. Okay, that was Steven. 16, or 17, Alec.
Wait, you can't see me, can you?
No, you can't, actually.
No, I didn't throw the rope, so that means I have one more sim action. I didn't get natural 20.
Okay.
I'll throw a chain at you.
Wait, did I see this giant splashing of... Wait, we're more whirlpool than that.
Yes,
you can see a giant splashing of water.
Everywhere.
Ooh, serve it.
Be ready to tumble over and give me a potion next turn, by the way.
Okay.
I have 6 hit points
BTW.
Left.
By the way.
BRB. No,
all four
LOL.
Animals are going to appear around her. Tyler's gonna die.
No, it's gonna throw you up.
This is gonna be a TPK.
17.
I certainly hope not. That would be a horrible way for this game to end.
17, all 28, and a 31.
Everything with a 17 hits. Teleporting doesn't reduce its natural armor.
We all survive all these epic things and die in a tunnel.
To a
mutated Otiog who lived under the alchemy lab for years.
Nobody ever knows. Nobody will find our bodies. Nobody will know what happened.
No. There was a giant mutated crocodile in the sewers underneath, you know, the chemical lab, and then it got eaten by the fruit monster down here.
Can I possibly clog this hole?
You are not big enough.
Oh, okay.
His body is big enough.
So he could clog the hole.
All three of us clog the hole.
All three of us. All hands clog the hole.
My personal space has been violated.
55?
65. Oh, wait. Add 8 more to that.
So 65 plus 8?
73.
How many
attacks?
63. Oh, no. Yes, 73.
Ouch.
In 2 attacks.
I have a...
beastly power attack.
22. No, I have a 26 strength right now.
Oh.
And it was a nice power attack, too.
Plus 63. Okay, so it's at 141.
Almost dead.
That's not going to say much.
You know what? Why not? Empire Artillery will assist me in this combat, and I'll reroll the one miss. If it's not too late for me to do that to you.
Fire back here.
Plus 4, 10, 30, 28.
No, that's just you. You swing, you hit, miss, hit, pull up a little artillery dice. Boom! My pocket artillery. Right next to my pocket.
38.
So it's got 33, so he's down to 174.
It has over 400 hit points.
Thank you, Empire.
Ooh.
Next turn, he shoots out the hole if no one grabs him.
Yeah, he's holding onto the rope.
He is holding onto the rope.
That you're holding on to.
Yep. I know. If necessary, I can't let go, but at the same time...
The Otiog!
I'm probably going to grab him. Just because I know you
Bye,
probably
Alec.
Get out of there easy.
I'm sorry, you drew aggro.
And
you...
Does it make him bigger?
100 con drain?
I'm going to draw a different card.
Well,
that,
what is it?
Maximize all spell effects.
Oh.
Well, I guess when I roll... No. What that means is when his spell goes off, it'll be maximized. Okay. Whatever the hell
Teleport.
It is. Maximize go sound!
Oh god, it's loud!
He just pushes out the hole!
Alright.
And he 4d10 plus 44.
Do you have fireball?
I'll just go ahead and remove it.
You
plus
should.
40
so you can fireball
the DR.
Center and send everyone up and we can
I
catch
need
him.
One more level.
Yeah, I need like one more
Yes,
level.
Alec, this is going to hurt too.
Yeah! Oh.
57.
57 puts me at 143. I'm not down yet.
What?
How much does he heal?
Oh yeah, he heals.
Does he really need to teleport the tentacles next to Alice?
Why not?
Intelligence 5. I don't care.
I'm saying.
17.
It's maximized.
Oh, crap. That's getting up higher. That means it's good for him.
He doesn't do a heal check on himself, does he?
No, I didn't add heal for a very specific reason.
Okay.
He does have some healing, but it's not heal.
He has maximized on here, serious. What happened?
Maximized fireball?
No.
I have a feeling we're going to be screwed.
GM Benny.
What is 17?
It would be a maximized vampiric touch.
Oh.
13. Okay, I can deal with that. 6 plus 8 plus 3 is 11.
Rolling.
Maximized.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So plus 15. Okay, so he heals 15 hit points as a cure moderate potion goes into it.
I'm sorry, otherwise it would have been 30 points of damage off of you into him.
I'd be dead, unless, you know, Ryan shoved a potion down my throat. There's currently a wall of tentacles in the way.
No, there's...
Not in the way. Oh, okay. I can get to you.
It's just Ryan has 4 points.
Yeah, so when the attack of opportunity, I was getting to it.
Oh my gosh, don't you love 3.5? Okay.
It's the one section on energy resistance.
Your...
You mean the fact that it specifies just energy...
Oh, I'm sorry, Amanda.
It says
16.
I'm going to grapple him.
He is 30 feet below you.
He is 30 feet below you.
So how can
throw
I get
your
to
chain
him?
At him?
You have to throw your chain at him. What's which it? Is invisible.
My chain is invisible?
You can, if you attack, which is touch attack, technically, your invisibility would go away.
Yes, then I swim down to him.
Amanda. Yes. Yeah, swimming down is very easy.
Amanda, right click on the buff.
Crap. I can't.
Swimming down is very easy.
So, we're going to have two party members dead.
No, she'll be fine.
Hopefully she can grab him and maybe...
It's over 10.
All right, so you can make a quarter of your movement down plus 10. So what's your movement?
30 flying?
No. No.
It's just your move.
Oh. Base move.
40,
so you'll be 20 feet down. You are 10 feet above him.
But I have a 10-foot range.
She is a large creature. I didn't say anything.
I just said...
You can grab him.
I'm going to grab him.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and give me a melee touch attack.
This is easy.
I got him.
Okay, you will indeed touch him. Next turn, you'll get to make a strength check.
Isn't she hasted?
Yeah, you have a strength check. Oh, okay, yes. What would you like to do with your hasted action?
So I've got him. I've grabbed him.
I would say you've got him, yes.
You're at like this. You're holding his hand.
I'm going to now grab him.
Okay.
Pulling him.
He's like, what's going on?
All right, so he is now also at 20 feet.
He's also invisible.
He is also invisible.
My rope is now invisible.
He's equipped.
Actually, you're at 20. You're in.
Actually, no, she attacked him.
Yeah,
no.
You guys will be at 25 feet.
Yeah, time. The balance between the two.
Okay. Yeah.
So now they're visible, but and he's holding on to the end of my rope.
The thing is, if we go at the bottom, I can fly with him.
Kind of.
And you can hold on to the rope.
Slow him. He's in full plate. That's not in your light load.
Okay, well, I'll slow him. We'll
be on the ground together.
We'll slow fall.
You'll die together.
We'll slow fall.
Unfortunately, you didn't buy that glyph.
I will strip him naked in the air.
We'll have plenty of time to fall.
Removing full plate takes forever.
Actually, it takes like 3 minutes. Regardless, you fall really fast.
Yeah, you won't be falling for 3 minutes. It all depends how high up the city.
Not that high.
I'm sorry, I accidentally closed. It says energy resistance or resistance energy? Oh, resistance to energy.
Resistance. It was right there.
It doesn't actually say anything about force damage in there.
It has four energy types.
Force is its own special quality. That's why almost nothing does it, except magic missile.
Can
you
bring up the Pathfinder book and check?
To ignore damages of a certain type, such as cold. It's giving examples. Yes. Not. Just give it to him. Yeah. If it defines an energy type that resists, how many for example?
If you wanted to be immune to magic missiles, why didn't you just put, like.
Shield?
Shield permanency on it. Give 4 more AC points.
Because that would have made this fight even that much harder.
You could have removed the resist. Or.
Bonus AC?
No.
Energy resistance?
No. Fast healing.
Oh.
Or at least reduced.
Jesus Christ.
I will let it float this time, but I'm pretty sure force is going to become an energy.
Okay, so I can now put energy resistance force up.
Yeah.
Six. So 3. Okay.
That makes sense to me.
I will attempt to cast a small range on this.
Doesn't for me, but okay. You're good.
Okay.
It's my only attack, actually.
Nice.
So, okay. I can. You have spell resistance?
Yes, it is.
It's just my caster level?
Yes.
17.
You will fail by 1.
You have 3.
A dark elf slips poison onto your hands, hoping that it will help. And apparently it didn't.
Even with like the haste and the bard song?
That does not add to a coming spell resistance.
Only thing is, elves get a natural plus 2.
Can I lose the spell?
Yes.
Do.
They do in Pathfinder, at least.
I was going to say.
Okay, your remaining full round.
Ooh, jump in the whirlpool with us!
No.
What'd you try to do it?
Hey,
sorry, Mike.
Try to cast magic on it.
You could try pulling them out with a rope.
Two guys in full plate and a large-sized dragon.
Mithril.
All of them are currently connected together.
Well, you can spot that, right?
So you have strength 40, right?
Some of us are invisible.
No,
you're not invisible.
You're
anymore.
Out.
Oh, the moment you attack someone, you become visible. Okay.
You attacked Stormhammer.
Oh. You make a hostile
like this.
I just appeared beside him. He's looking.
You appeared grabbing his arm.
I'm pretty sure once you grab somebody else, invisible.
Oh, wait, you don't have your cloak unlocked right now.
Nope, I have turn resistance.
That hasn't turned you yet. That's number 3.
That'd be great. You have the cloak, go down the whirlpool, I grab it.
But he can only use it once a day.
What?
He'll get there
it's
and
stone.
You'll both
yeah.
drink.
No, he just throws the cloak.
Oh. Okay.
Of course, we're in the embassy district, theoretically.
I don't care.
Wherever the alchemy lab is, which theoretically is...
Civic district.
Yeah. Anyways.
Civic.
Well, there's nothing I can really do.
I have DMG. I mean, the monster on my...
I assume they're watching everything but copper.
Mm-hmm. So, whose turn is it now?
Jessica's.
I said there's nothing I can do.
Okay.
I can run around in circles. I can steal the other Tiefling and run away. I say my only... I can cast prayer.
No, you can't.
You could.
I have
no, I can't.
Cast a spell.
You are correct, madam. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
I could cast two. That'd be awesome. And I don't have any ranged weapons, so I'm
left. So what do you do if this does become a TPK, Andre?
I think at least Tyler will run like Dickens.
So it'll be Tyler, and he has to reform a team.
And I think Alec will actually probably be able to put him down.
The only question is what happens to people in the whirlpool.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it's not TBK, because it's not paying attention to that thing right now.
Yeah.
It's paying attention to the thing that did... 70-some-odd points of damage.
Well, no, remember, it was 3 attacks. You did more than that. That was
you did a lot.
This is what I excel at, Andre.
That's
snapping
fine.
One thing.
That's why I gave him bull strength.
What do you need? Monster manual. What do you need?
I need a monster manual.
What for?
Looking up creatures.
I'm not going to hand my computer over. Well, I mean...
He's going to summon a wretch monster.
Rawr. It is a laptop.
I know.
You rust the OGOG.
No!
No. What happens is he rolls a natural one.
Move those
D12
and
it rusts
down.
My armor.
It's fucking weird. No, my laptop's strange. It doesn't have a release trigger. It's just stiff at the beginning.
I know. That's why I was like... No,
yeah.
It's not pushing anything.
And it's strange. Anyways...
Tyler, sure.
We're waiting on Tyler.
Yes.
Tyler does research.
That's okay.
This.
Tyler's summoning.
Tomb Scorpion?
There was one buried.
85 points of kick ass.
It was buried right under the Okiog.
Hey, Alec, you and I need to
roll. Well, you have to roll the scanner dice first.
Free. Yeah, I know. I'm not using.
Actually, 103 EXP for free.
I'm not using my elite army bonus.
I think.
You,
did I take all or nothing?
Did you?
Yes. Yes, you did.
2 inches this way.
Who are you fighting this time?
Comes up right in front.
The Bretonians challenged me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who I'm fighting, by the way.
Jessica.
Oh, okay.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if she doesn't want to challenge Jessica, Jessica doesn't challenge him.
I could change my challenge, because I haven't technically got it yet.
All right.
Technically, Jessica has to challenge next. Jessica and then Ryan.
Challenge someone while I look at that, Jessica.
I challenge God.
Ooh, that's a big challenge.
You win, get smitten. I reference you to the story.
He wins.
I reference you to the story of Elijah and the priest of Baal.
He turns into a pillar of salt.
Dude, all that was a good PR run.
Where he killed all of them?
Yeah, it was a PR run. Dude, that's how they did things.
True. Back then.
Look at me. Look, I've got the heads of 4 priests.
I mean, seriously.
You should obviously. They just marched them all down by the river, killed them, and threw them in the river.
you should obey my religion, because I just shanked your priests.
Alec?
And called fire down from heaven.
Did you see
kind
the
of significant thing.
Things on the about the...
solar flare, they came to her. No, holy shit! And,
maybe that's how they died. They just said, oh, we did that.
I saw on MMO Champion about that, which I think is about...
Maybe that's why there's a hole in the ozone.
Did you see the sound?
All those years ago, there's a solar flare that came all the way to Earth.
I'm not going to watch any videos or anything about that beyond just knowing about it. I don't want a lot of spoilers.
What's your weight?
My weight?
Your weight.
I weigh 145 pounds. Plus then my mithril armor, which I don't have a weight because nobody ever... I haven't bothered looking up the weight of mithril full plate.
How much does mithril reduce the weight?
It's, I think, halved.
Okay, I will hop in the water. Or worse even is.
Hwah! And what are you summoning?
I grab on you.
Give me a touch attack.
And hold on.
Hey, you need a, let's see.
I will put 13. A minus 4 on your concentration check while casting in the whirlpool.
I'm not casting in the whirlpool.
I'm just saying, if you're going to cast in the whirlpool, you will have
that. No, I'm just hanging on until Stephen Feather falls out.
Oh, okay. What are you going to cast?
Featherfall.
No, I don't have that spell.
Okay. He's going to summon rock. Something no, that's
nice. A rock.
Top of the round, Ryan.
Dude, rock has 200 hit points.
I am a rock.
No, he summons the rock.
Although if I did have summon, I could just summon a
well, that's true. That's actually pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. 20, 21, 9.
Oh, well, that's probably one of the easiest critical fumbles I've ever seen. No way! Your attack hits the target but deals minimum damage. That's perhaps one of the nicest natural ones I've ever seen.
Okay.
How much damage does it do?
He takes 2 bleed. And then also... Well,
do that one attack separately, because if it does not exceed this DR, then it doesn't get a layover.
Yeah.
What?
How much damage does that attack that was minimum?
Well, yeah, I was getting to that. I'm just saying, okay. Before any of that, he takes 2 bleed from last turn.
Don't add all your attacks.
Because, Ryan, do
what's
math.
The minimum damage on one of your attacks, Ryan?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. Every time someone talks to me, as I'm thinking about it.
Remember, guys, math is not his strong suit.
It's supposed to be my strong suit.
It's 8.
8. Okay, so he will take 3.
No way!
No way! Okay. It's perhaps the friendliest natural one I've seen.
I suppose on like a spell? No, it wouldn't be for spell.
Yeah, it's melee.
9 plus 7.
I don't even know what that would be bad for.
16.
It's just not great.
And 12 plus 7 is 19.
That's one of the
great actions with that stuff, 14. But, you know, it's
so 33.
16. No, 16.
No great actions rely on their strength. And the most
important one, 25.
So he'll take
imagine his minimum
30.
Damage.
I know.
See, what's my power attack?
Yes.
Alright. Steven!
And you're natural one and hit.
30. Maybe you should ask 32. Him what he's doing.
I fail.
32 points of damage.
Yeah.
You will go down 10 feet. You are at the hole's entrance.
That you go down the hole.
You have a hot ship attached to, though.
Hey, at least I'll die in good company.
Yeah, you'll die.
I'll be like, actually, you'll die in neutral company.
Covered in goo.
All right.
Oh, it's nasty.
Go from 19
water,
to 17,
goo,
Alec.
Goo from splattering on the ground.
Okay, go for it.
I take a swing, my 2 main swings, and then with my movement action, I chug a potion.
Okay, you hope it's dead before you took the potion.
Save your haste action. Don't declare it yet.
Okay. Go ahead and swing.
Swing, first attack, then.
I want you to take your entire action to try to kill it. Because if you drink a potion, it's going to put you down.
And attack of opportunity.
Oh, well.
4 attacks of opportunity.
Okay. Just some swings.
Do all 3 swings. Smash it.
I'm holding my hasted action. If it falls down, then I'll chug the potion. If not, I'll attack again. 5 power attack.
You can do it.
10 power attack.
You can do it.
Full power attack!
Very nice.
Watch you fail now.
4 natural ones!
I went to
dice, wow! What, you rolled 11 twice?
27.
Yeah.
And 13.
No.
Here, I'll Benny.
Dude, don't waste the Benny.
It's
the thing's got 6 hit points.
Oh. It falls down.
I think we just found out that Alex's minimum damage is like 31.
32.
And then it drifts 5 feet this turn.
No, it does move.
And...
and then Steven falls out.
We're good. And we're using my enormous tank arms.
Charge your arm.
One arm.
And you can find a tank in the bathroom.
Tiny fingers.
Why put cork? Ow.
The tank's head's actually normal size, so it's a...
You know what's funny? I probably could eat the glass and ignore the damage.
That would be one point of shrapnel.
And say, yeah, it'd probably be a D6 of glass because you're eating it and swallowing it.
Anywho, okay.
What's if you're moderate? 2d8 plus 3?
You mean that guy that eats light bulbs in France is a barbarian?
Alright, Amanda and Stormhammer go out the hole this turn.
Oh!
My rope!
Oh!
Okay.
And let me find out it wasn't really anything all that bad.
You guys are now inside a bag of devouring. Nom, nom, nom.
All right.
You got obliterated out of existence.
Nom, nom, nom.
So we now have to form a half an hour again.
You fall into an orbit.
Amanda, you
that's
and
is in a
you and Stormhammer are going down a tunnel at this point. There's nothing you can do. You are shooting down.
There's nothing we can do.
There's no way you can stop.
Can you roll three natural 20s in a row?
Okay.
This is oddly appropriate.
I'm gonna start
for you.
Praying.
Too bad you're not cleric. Tyler. Tyler.
I can't believe this. My character.
Huh? Oh, I just wait.
Okay.
But by the way, Steven.
Hop around, Ryan.
We're not getting back on the city.
It'll take a while.
I spend my turn moving, since you skipped me.
Oh, Jessica. Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
I
don't get this one.
Yeah.
Dab the thing, trying to hold it.
I got a
it.
29.
You fail.
Give me, you're not going to stop.
I don't know.
Okay. It rips out.
What is his name?
Oh. We heard you like
Alex?
Functions, so we put
Tana?
A function
I have a rope.
To you. So we could derive.
I'm not jumping drive. Down there.
You don't need
we
to jump.
We heard you like
just
functions.
Pull.
We put a function in so we can drive while you drive.
Wow.
You know, maybe we should just hope they survive and go contract a mage.
Steven, you can get a swim check this turn if you'd like.
I got after 20.
Oh, you will move a quarter of your movement.
Steven, when do you want to postpone your restart to?
What is it for?
AVG.
Alright, Steven, you move up 10 feet and then you drift back down 10.
She's failing.
Oh, wait, I see what you're
no, just
you manage to climb up 10 feet and then drift back down.
I'll move up and grab your rope because I assume you're going to have a tie around one of their arms or something.
No, their neck.
Yeah. Make sure it's his neck.
If we don't fall out
of this. This is hilarious.
Alright, well, I'm just going to restart. Assume you know what you're summoning.
Alec,
yeah,
basic
yeah, it doesn't matter.
I will move up next to Jessica and take the rope from her hands.
Okay.
No, you all should gang rope on us.
And, well, I take part of the rope, assuming she's holding on the other part. And
wow.
I pull.
What is have you found anyone yet?
Is a jetpack.
If you would let me.
Yes, you would have.
Okay,
yes.
I pull.
Then I command the rope to tie around Steven.
Give me a strength check. Wow. I'm not sure, Steven, your rope might actually break.
Yeah.
The one holding Stormhammer and the dragon, I don't think it can carry that weight.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still attached to the rope? I thought we were plummeting to our death already.
Straight up strength check.
Mm-hmm.
I will assist. Can I throw a chain instead?
23.
I do assist.
24. You guys will stop. Those two dead in their tracks. Steven, the rope is slack. The rope would have snapped under the weight of a man in full plate and a large half-dragon in breastplate.
Yep.
I just don't think there was any way that a rope could survive that.
Would it chain?
All right, we need to...
Maybe.
I throw my chain?
No.
Not anymore.
Like, sure, it won't go anywhere.
We need to let go of him and just save her. Then we'll have the original party back and everything will be better.
He didn't actually want to be part of Steve's guild.
Steve, did you look at the entire thing?
Okay.
Miss Buxley, could you please get something from the bottom file drawer for me, please?
Because I figured I'd rather grab him so he can hold on to
right,
her
because
he has the higher strength.
And he goes, Miss Buxley, can you please get me something from the bottom file drawer, please?
All right, Amanda. You and Stormhammer finish your last few seconds of going through the bowels of the floating chunk of rock in the sky, and you open to a nice wild blue yonder, plummeting towards the earth.
Can I start stripping?
Wait.
No, I was going to start stripping him.
will not have enough time.
Can she just slow his descent enough so they won't die?
Can I try?
What is your strength?
18.
18? 30 times 1.5, your light load.
When you're large.
It's 20. It's 20.
Okay.
Remember, you're also large.
Your light load will definitely not be able to compensate for his 300 pounds.
Okay.
In full plate, he is 300 pounds.
Can I kick off his boots? That's easy.
tell him.
But yes, since he is well within your
actually,
heavy load.
Wait, he's 300?
Yeah, 305.
That's medium load then.
Yes.
Yeah, large size doubles their carrying capacity.
I think it is it double or one point? No, it double. Is double.
So okay. Medium carrying capacity is well over 500.
Okay.
Yes. Like what, 200 or something?
Her medium is
light.
Is 266.
Wow, that's actually almost there.
It's almost.
Let's see.
But it also then you has to count on her weight.
Yeah, and her equipment and stuff.
So, well, medium.
True.
Yeah, she's
medium. Okay. But since you're well within your heavy load, you will be able to slow to the point where you will merely break your legs.
Better than dying, Amanda.
I know.
Since you have no form of geography, you're looking at a giant green landmass that you are quickly speeding towards.
There's no water. Water would be worse falling into.
No, actually, it wouldn't.
No.
It would be better.
Not from this side. I mean, it's
subdual.
Yeah.
So
actually, the first few dice are subdual. If you're looking at the dive table from the Stormrack book,
no.
If you're diving from a 300 foot fall, then the first 4d6 are subdual.
The first four.
I think of the longer.
I'm at 75 hit points.
Okay. So yes, there's this wonderful landmass, and looking up, you can see the giant rain cloud that is New Hope passing you slowly by, at a breakneck speed of 1.5 miles per hour.
As long as you can see the cloud, you could fly back up.
Okay.
Stormhammer on the other side.
Do you have any bags of holding down?
I'll make him. Well, if he wants, I'll tell him. I'll ride him. If you get back up.
You can't in the air.
No, you
can't. You
gotta
wait till you land and break your legs.
Well, yeah, that's when we land.
Well,
I can fly
back
upside,
up. No,
take your kid to work day.
You can fly yourself back up.
Is it a stripper?
I said, no. If you want to get back to
I think
the
it's
city,
an Iraqi soldier with his machine gun. Take your kid to work. There's a kid behind him playing a harmonica. No, he's mimicking with a ruler a machine gun.
Yes.
Stormhammer, in his ever valiant form, will tell you to just let him go.
I will hold on to him tightly.
Being lawful good, he will attempt one breakout check.
Ooh.
Because he is willing to sacrifice himself for the good of another.
Remember to keep the plus...
16.
Yeah, plus 4 from being large, too.
That's added in.
He's probably not going to win, but he's got to at least try to sacrifice himself for someone else. That's the way paladins do it. Oh, Benny, I'm not going to have that be that.
No.
He'll fail, but I'm not going to have him fail on a 1, damn it. This is a heroic moment.
Natural 20.
2. 17 plus right. 16.
So you will hold on to him as you guys are going to both plummet to the ground.
And break your legs.
Well, okay.
Actually, I'll break my legs. Will he break anything if he
yes,
lands
he's,
on me?
He's still going to break
parts. The thing is, though, eventually, come the next day, he can lay on hands.
Actually, he can probably lay on hands right now.
True, because we did rest.
Heal checks is what you guys are
oh, yeah.
to do.
True, but the lay on hands isn't going
to
hurt.
I can't tell him to heal check me to tell him that I've only got like 20
I don't think
hit
he,
points.
I don't think he has to, you have to tell him.
When you're on the
bleed
ground
on
and your
him.
Bone is sticking out of your leg, I'm pretty sure he's going to know.
No, like right now I only have 20 hit points.
He can't heal check you in the air.
I guess.
He can touch you. Touch her.
He can touch you.
20 hit points?
I have 20.
Wow, you
two
might,
hit points.
You might not actually survive the impact.
Can I chug a potion in the air?
You can probably chug a few potions.
I will let you chug a few potions, but I will ask for a reflex check.
Reflex.
Yeah.
All
you're
right.
You're holding on to the paladin.
Natural 20 on reflex.
All right, you're fine.
Okay, I'm going to do a cure serious, because I don't know how much I'm going to...
That's 3d8 plus 5. That's a lot of threes.
No,
it's not that bad.
It isn't?
No.
Okay.
So, six.
I love judo.
15. 12
plus 5.
Okay.
17. So 37 is what you're at, or whatever, plus more.
Plus 37?
No,
Amanda,
plus 17.
You need a reflex 15. I'll go ahead and thrust you. Chug as many potions as you feel like you've got the time.
Okay.
But I'll go ahead and go over to this group, because they're still dangling in perilous moments.
Let's see how long they hold their breath.
All right.
No, so I need healing, so I'm going to bring them up.
Hey, see, you want to try to help climb on this thing?
I got a 27 no. without her assistance.
Okay. They will indeed go up 10 feet.
I got a 14.
That you will assist. It never goes fast.
No, I climb.
Oh.
Up the rope.
Cure moderate is a what?
You don't fail by 3. 5.
Okay.
You do realize the rope is, like, tight.
Actually, no, climb.
Another 27.
I would have gotten a 17 on climb.
Hold on, Steven. I don't think it'll matter here in a second. Okay, and one last one. 1.
22.
I assist.
I crit assist.
Do you think 40-something
so, we lost the pally and the dragon.
Survive?
I don't know. How far
they're somewhere in the great beyond.
I have a question.
They
do you think 40-something hit points will survive?
She should probably be fine.
With a con of 20.
Now give me a moment, I need to deflate.
You should survive, yes. I'm not sure about remaining
more like an elf.
You've got a pretty good chance.
It's not as we've done.
At 41. You've got a decent chance. I will not say pure success.
Okay. I will... I will use my last cure moderate just in case.
So when they hit, it hurts more.
The psychological. It's a mental thing, yes.
You could Benny that one if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to Benny that roll. A duck flies by.
You probably are fine without having a Benny.
Too late.
Too late.
You heal 13.
That's better.
What is it?
It's a dog. It says Perseverance, and there's a big thing of rocks. And it says, you can move those rocks if you're 180% larger. They're imposable thumbs, and their attention span 3 seconds. All
right.
It's like a motivation poster.
Well, you will impact on the ground.
Since you are within your heavy...
Since you're within your medium load, you only take 10d6.
Ow. How many hit points do you have?
Now I'm minus 44.
Out of?
97.
So you have 50-something.
There's a slim chance you'll die, but...
A slim chance I'll go
unconscious.
No.
You'll survive the fall.
She has a 21 con.
Yes, she'll survive the fall.
You are so fucked. So fucking fucked. What is it? It's Samus, Master Chief, and the guy from whatever that one
that's
game
a...
is with the death stuff.
The Darksiders?
No. I already moved that on.
So. Kratos from God of War?
No. It's another shooting game.
42!
I agree.
Crack! Yeah, there's some nice crack, snap, thunk! Stormhammer, having been slapped once.
No, yes. He was never slapped. He was only pushed into the water.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, he was hit once.
No, he wasn't.
I think
he was hit once over here, remember?
Yes, he was hit once.
During that combat.
Oh, okay, so once.
Yeah. He is still conscious, but he also, like...
So you guys are sitting there staring at each other, broken
No, they're staring into the sky.
Everything is covered in the training man.
Not everything is covered in the training man. Flexibility.
As I said, you know, I think you've got a good chance, but...
I'm at 86, I'm still...
So you were... Yes, you were in your medium load, good.
Yeah.
Because heavy load would have been 15d6. Unless it surpasses your heavy load, you just take full.
Yeah.
By the way, I have 2 hit points right now.
Nice.
Okay.
Is rage enough to create a lich barbarian?
Otherwise, they'd all be lich barbarians.
Keep looking.
Sure. How about rage at a very specific person?
No, you might come back as a ghost.
Can you see a way out now?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of down this way, the area he was blocking, there's a fairly easy to notice access.
Okay. Have
17.
Dang. Now we're gonna go out.
There, I did my one good deed, right?
Andre, it's 17 not... remain dead in more desperate death. It's permanent.
I risked my life.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Not quite enough to move you into the good bracket, though.
Oh, okay, I'm still neutral.
Yes.
Okay.
one act
and you guys
does not make.
And you guys will indeed pop out right next to the College of Wizards. That there's a young apprentice kind of look at you guys like,
you, tell your masters, stop dumping stuff in the sewers.
Sir? It was like one of the guys at the gates goes, yes, I think we found some adventurers. The guard scowls.
What?
Adventurers? Eyebrow. Move along.
Where's the exit, please?
He points the giant gate.
Okay,
thank you.
Please. I'm serious about that, by the way.
And you're like...
Sitting there going, why is the world still...
Andre. So let's see. We've got a sopping wet tiefling and human.
Actually, no, I'm dry now.
Okay. A guy in a cloak. And an elf that is
no.
Beat
we them. Are adventurers.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing
and
about this group.
Two party members.
And it's group of four, so it's perfect.
Five.
Looking at it. No. Four.
No. Four.
One, two, three, four.
Five.
That's five. Right.
There's five minis there.
Seven total with Stormhammer.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, I guess we go back to our place.
You go back to your place, or you go back to the Coliseum.
I suppose I'll go back to my place.
You'll notice the guards posted outside, as well as a small patrol nearby. A guard post has recently been built near your house. The guards wave and say, hello, Miss Sephiria, while one of the ones just kind of looks at you and goes, damn tieflings.
Okay, hi, how's it going?
Dude, what you do?
You guys are following me?
I'm going to the religious, or the temple district, and I'm going to commission healing.
All right, well, start paying out the nose.
How much is it for cure lights?
It's like 50.
No, those are potions.
The spells themselves are fairly cheap.
It's under chapter 7. 10 gold pieces per cure light from an acolyte.
Does he have a name tag?
We'll go through
the garden?
Yeah.
Bruno and his partner, Maximus.
Maximus, the guy who's being an ass?
Yes, he's the one who said damn tiefling.
Well, I will act like I know this guy and say hi, Bruno.
Greetings, Miss Sephiria. You look like hell. What happened?
Actually, I look fine.
Oh, never mind. You look like hell.
I get that a lot. Because I healed myself and then used prestidigitation on myself.
You look like hell. Sounds like a tiefling compliment.
Thanks, I suppose.
I go get healing from Bibble or whatever
so
his name
I,
is.
So I will converse with the guy who's not being a douchebag.
No. What was his name?
And get him to divulge what the hell's going on. Why
that's a bluff.
In front of my house.
It's a bluff.
Of course, the reason it's a bluff because I don't want to know what
him to know
that I'm asking what the fuck is going on in my house.
Ryan, could you plug this in there?
Seriously. I only got 21 because I did not have glutinous gas before this one.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and give him a.
Sense motive. Well, you know, it's because you're, you know, the Type 1 civil rights leader.
I think back. Oh. Shit. How's that going? In the
block. Oh, you know, well, you know, I'm in all support, and Maximus is... Maximus? Well, I hope you're ready for the big case tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Completely ready. It'll be a killer case. I need to go look at my files now and review some things.
After grading probably four or five acolytes in their cute lights.
And then I suppose I'll give them to the case I'm on.
Actually, probably by this point, the acolytes are just like, oh, hi, Tana.
Me. Did you get a choir of
we bought, we bought this wand just for you with all the stuff you've given us. All the
I
money.
Just spent 120 gold getting healed.
Yeah, it was. It took up half the box. the sack.
Well, I guess that's how they cheated me out of a lot of lettuce.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Oh, better not take too much.
Hey, Steven, what's the name of that cleric that's under you?
Tall fellow.
I keep thinking Bibblebop from the
Bibblebop. Yeah, that's an old character.
The lake character, or not Lake Castle, but
could I assume I could also convince maybe one of the acolytes to bandage me or something?
Sure.
Will that cost anything, or is it just
5 gold?
Do I have healing? 5 gold
for a failure.
You can't heal yourself, remember?
I can't even
band-aid. Okay, I'll go to Ryan.
You can't do long-term care on yourself.
You can't
also
free-poison.
Can't stabilize yourself.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Okay, so when I rest, I'll heal 22 more hit points.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have it 6 down.
15 so far.
Okay. Although you can do a heal check on your foot till I can remove brambles or something.
Mm-hmm.
Caltrops do?
Yep.
And Caltrops, I'm on that. You just can't do long-term care on yourself.
Or stabilize yourself. Oh, you can totally stabilize yourself.
I'm feeling me get attacked by worms.
Okay.
Hope your legs are better by then.
I can think of one way you can't
12. And then the last one you're getting out of him is 15.
If you're thinking along the lines,
15 is...
Yes,
7.
Contingency, cure minor.
Unless you've got...
That was my conversation. I was like, I was more thinking die hard and you fall into the unconscious.
Okay.
I'm just going to go...
Thank you, sorry.
I'll
cure minor.
It would be better to just do...
And now for a message from our sponsors. Okay, so... back where we were. Wherever the hell we were.
We were all healing.
Yes, you're all healing and
except for that.
Resting. And,
and I was, you know...
Well...
Schmoozing. Oh, yeah, the big case about...
unconscious. Almost unconscious. We're just laying there waiting until...
About Typhling Right to Education.
Oh.
Where are we?
He's at his house. I'm talking to the guard.
Oh, we're back actually, on the surface now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually right outside my house talking to one guard that likes me, another guard that hates me.
One guard who's paid to stand here, and one guard who's actually here.
Yep. He also happens to be paid to be here.
Can I steal something again?
Andre, walking back to the whole team, do I notice that the guards are gone between the districts?
Yeah. That might ring as something weird. It's not something that you think is earth-shattering.
Okay.
Maybe there was a Tana case where they earn, or someone was pulling an arc and they had to be pulled from the game.
Because they had to.
No, it wasn't actually Arik.
They were pulling an Arik.
Say, if Arik's here, wow, I'm impressed.
He's still alive.
Why is that the old bastard not dead yet?
Yes.
Because I don't age!
He's a demigod. Well, weren't you a... You were a demigod, weren't you?
Not necessarily. It's more like a quasi-god. I basically didn't age. That's what it was.
Because weren't you a relative of the deity or something?
Yes.
No, it was the fact that I stood in place of... At the beginning, it was because I stood in place of somebody in the cults of the Nordic gods. But then eventually it evolved because I was so awesome. Thor went, yeah, totally.
you're dying in battle.
It's like, yep. I picked this guy.
Okay, and you can, of course, go back to the Colosseum, and you'll, of course, get plenty of dirty looks on the way. A couple rotten apples will be thrown at you and whatnot.
Why am I going to the Colosseum?
Why would you be going to the Colosseum?
Yes, why would I be going to the Colosseum?
I don't know. Why are you going to the Colosseum?
Where are you going?
It's not like I live there.
Going to Copper District?
Yeah.
Okay. They still throw rotten apples as you do walk into Copper.
Ow! What the fuck?
I will say goodbye to Bruno and ignore the asshole and go look for my case files.
And you've got 24 hours.
I cast Read Magic because it'll help.
And get a few potions of Lesser Restoration because that fights fatigue.
So that's what I thought. No, I sent a runner to go get them.
Go get who?
Need Lesser Restoration potions.
Okay. No, you probably got a Lesser Restoration potion maker.
I have them go get crack potions.
Once I'm
here, kind of what they are.
I go get James.
Oh, he's in the Brotherhood compound.
Okay. I need to see James.
Oh. Okay. Or Stormhammer.
That's what it's about.
Oh, no. Captain!
Is that the guy I fell to Earth with?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll get back eventually.
Eventually.
Maybe.
Well,
I'm counting on my teammates to go deal with getting them returned, or, you know, you guys can do it on your own.
I feel the love.
Okay. James will eventually, well, quickly show up. What?
Stormhammer and Runihura fell to the ground. I don't know if they're alive or dead. Well, I don't know if they're to the ground. They fell through a hole, and it was a drain, and it probably went out of the city. I think we should talk to some mage people or something. They have ways of knowing things, right?
Well, you're not going to talk to any mages.
Well, whatever. Anymore. That's why I'm talking to you.
Quack, quack.
I can see if I can go talk to someone in the College of Magic. He quickly walks off.
I go back to Millie.
She's looking in Copper District.
Oh. So I guess I go to my house.
House, and there's another family there.
But my house.
Like, no, this is our house.
Who the hell are you?
Hey, it's a crazy!
It's a crazy!
That's when you go over, you jingle the handle, it's locked. And hold on, my keys, you pick the lock.
He has his keys, ironically.
I do have my keys, probably.
I just can't find them.
No, he has them. He found them. He opens the door, walks in on these people.
Honey, I'm home.
Hello!
What? Who are you? Get out of my house.
Burglar!
Stupid transients.
Oh, he's imagining how this goes down.
Eventually a guard group will be summoned and you'll actually have to flee from your house.
Let me see.
I'm not gonna roll it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. I'll run.
Oh yeah, I
what the it. Hell? What the hell?
What the hell?
I'm unaffected by all
this. I guess I'll go to the Coliseum.
Well, and then you see the old man Parson standing there.
I'm sitting there with him.
He's sweeping up some of the sand as one of the battles is going on, as you see Garrosh and Barrosh ripping apart some other person in a non-lethal combat.
Ripping apart in a non-lethal combat.
Hey, it's non-lethal combat. They just overhit a lot because they're minotaurs. Using power attack.
You can hear it. Ooh!
It cure minors after they go down.
If they're not dead.
That's the idea.
How you doing, Ricardo?
Where's my house?
Copper.
Did you spend money and get one in silver?
You can bluff check him to get him to tell you without him going like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're not Ricardo, are you?
No, I'm a doppelganger.
Barrosh, Barrosh. Ten gold to take us out.
How do you feel, Ryan? It only costs 10 gold to take you out.
Unless he roll for Feral.
Let's see, does he have a plus 17 to...
No.
Okay.
Then he's good, but not that good.
Yeah.
Well, that's where right. you and your Taflin wife live.
You don't have locate object or anything, do you?
What's the address?
Damn.
Limited spells. Sadly.
I know you do, but I was
you an address located in the necropolis sector. Or right next to it.
Just describe.
Okay.
Shrine.
I guess I'll go there.
It's actually spelled.
It's a pretty damn dinky house. Your wife, of course, is sitting there cursing inside.
Open the door? Is it locked?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, Felicity got... Oh, honey, how are you?
I'm okay. Not, well, not really. How are you?
Pissed.
Why?
Well, see, there was this altercation.
Wait. Did you go back in time and then suddenly lose our house that was in Silver District?
No.
Then mine's worse.
Okay, well, I thought you were concerned about my feelings. I'll go back to preparing dinner.
Oh.
You just got served, by the way.
If you ever want to sleep with her again, you might want to go pretend like you care.
I really do care.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Give me diplomacy. You're going to warm her up.
You're dealing with hostile.
I really care. I really do.
You're screwed.
No, he's not. That's the point.
You're
not using it.
I'm almost dead, crippled on the floor outside the city.
I wouldn't call it floor.
By the way, I'm
going
to the guy duck.
Okay.
I'm using this ducky.
She's apparently
How
not in the mood.
14.
You didn't even get the lowest one, which was a 15.
I don't know.
Unless, of course, you're offering something to her.
She seems to like sex.
You offer it while that gives you a plus one. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll do makeup sex.
Damn, I think I'll put up with it. Okay.
I'll put up with the makeup sex.
Okay, well.
I'm going to wait until I heal up, and then if nothing else is a demanding my attention, I'm going to go see if I can get a job.
Well, as you're walking around, what? Silver, gold?
You're employed to it now,
yeah,
season.
Meander around gold, considering I know my employer is not dead.
Up walks a werewolf.
Ah, greetings.
In his wolf form?
Yeah. They have to walk around in there. Up walks a hybrid werewolf.
Ah, greetings, Mr. Tracy.
And what it sounds like is...
Andre, I got a 34 on sense motive, a natural 20.
He seems to have dealt with you before.
So...
I've already amended that several sessions ago.
It's funny. I like to comment on
it. And remember, he walked into Gold District? Well, they're viewed as chaotic evil here. He walked into Silver, they're lawful neutral.
Meh. But that's my funny. It did not actually say they cannot speak. It just said they cannot cast spells.
Hello.
Oh, you're a
We have your next job for if you're ready.
Apparently you already have a job.
And you are...
Michael?
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you today?
He hit his head!
Are you feeling all right?
Well, you ever have those times you feel like you go back in time, alter history, you come back as a brand new person?
Yes, it's usually after the fourth shot.
Kind of had that happen yet last night.
A few nights ago.
Are you done with your hangover?
Depends. Who am I working for now?
The Kirkwood family.
Alright, and who do I need to go hunting now? I assume that's what I'm doing, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Steven, you're a male prostitute.
I need you to go pick up some bitches, yo!
Suddenly it becomes Grand Theft Auto. Right. Yeah, hired as a pimp. I don't know. I'll do this job.
Right.
Have me back in.
There's a renegade lycanthrope living in Topper who's threatened to start infecting people.
Name, general description,
and blah.
He's black and furry and creepy.
It's a were rat. Name is
Snigget.
Steven.
Can you shut the door up? I'm getting kind of cold.
I go kill Steven.
Of course, the pay is the usual, too.
Pardon me, but as you know, my time through...
2,000.
Oh,
better.
Okay.
Gold. Gold pieces.
Okay.
Platinum pieces.
Copper is still that way, right?
Yes.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm going to take a nap, and I'll go get him, and you want me to drop him off at the guard? Where do we drop him off at?
No, bring him to the island as usual.
Alright,
your specialty is gathering information. Don't make any more of a fool of yourself.
I'm pretty sure gathering information won't let me find out where I drop off my criminals with these people unless I do gather information with them.
But you can find out where the Kirkwood estate is.
Oh, no, I'm not asking about that, no.
Alright, Jessica, you're over in the Sky Docks, and of course, you know, big, burly people. People smuggling stuff, pretty obviously.
Lots and lots of typhlings.
Yes, you see a lot more typhlings than last time.
Plus, it's economic change.
I'm assuming no demons.
No. Yes. They're outright banned.
They're what?
Outright banned.
Is gold and copper is plus four.
Now, the captain doesn't actually own any of the ships, right? He just...
I know.
Okay, then I will try and find a captain of one of the ships.
A captain of one of the ships? Sure, Captain Ahab.
No! Run! Run now!
Hunting the great sky whale.
What can I do here for?
I was hoping if I could pay for your services to get...
Arr, lady, I only do that on Thursdays. I know I be a handsome devil.
He is a sailor.
If we could borrow your ship.
Borrow me ship? Or heavens no.
Or you're going to be piloting it.
Oh!
Don't worry, we're not going to
sail you somewhere! Yes. Oh, that's no problem.
Well, let me guess.
Oh, he's that guy.
Intelligence is his dump stat.
No, no.
Crazy is his high stat.
Is he still alive?
That's what I'm thinking.
Or does it pass through his lineage?
I'm like, oh, that guy.
Once every three generations.
It's a crazy hereditary.
Hereditary.
So yeah.
Arr?
A guy from a different campaign, don't worry.
How much would it cost to
crazy.
Fly down to the surface?
From the original catatonic.
Oh.
I cruise there for a little bit, because I'm trying to find someone.
Oh,
well,
to get angry and throw a lover off?
Just yes.
I wasn't angry, but...
we'll be needing to shoot anyone.
Hopefully not.
Ah, then your price is going to have to be 500 gold pieces plus 50 gold pieces per day. Unless we're killing someone. That's 250 flat.
You want to.
Might need to kill orcs.
Yeah, tell them that you can find
someone. Tell them
that. How about this? If we find any orcs, it'll be the 200. If we do
orcs.
That, I can give you the extra 500.
Give me a diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. Let me guess, that isn't a skill you have?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I get it from both my classes. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it from Sacred Monk, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sacred Fist.
Mm-hmm. I don't get diplomacy with Barbarian.
So I don't have diplomacy either.
I get it from Rogue.
15?
Oh, wait, no, I don't.
Say roll the 5.
Oh, yeah,
you do.
Yes.
300.
Whether you put any points in it.
And that's what I accept. And we must find some orcs.
Very well.
We'll stay in the line to find some orcs.
When do you want to be leaving, Missy?
That is a good question. I will be needing to get in contact with the mage, so...
Don't like them mages. He removes his eye patch.
Fine, I'll get a cleric. Is that a little bit better?
Don't like the gods. They tend to be jiggy.
I like this man.
You can get a bard.
you can do it.
Yes, I could go to it. But
I like this guy. I think I'm going to use him to draw
unless
off
I
want
to go to
bounty.
The gold district and find some elves. But I'm not going to.
What, I'm not a good enough elf? Huh, is that it?
You're not a good druid.
We have an ex-druid.
Yeah, I don't think he can catch any of his magic anymore.
No.
Oh.
He lost that.
Thank you. I'll give you an extra 100 gold to have the mage come with us.
Aye, fine. The crew will put up with it. If not, I'll kill them.
Hey, does that mean the price goes down automatically?
No, he said he must find some orcs.
Very well. I will go speak with the mage, see when... He's ready to go, and then I will return.
Arr.
Excuse me. I got... What is the DC for gathering information on this, where we're at?
Straight 20, number of checks.
Straight 25.
I succeed in 3 in a row.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. This story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.